By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jalla, I'm excited to be welcoming you back to another morning with Madani Channel. Yes, another morning of rise and shine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let's begin this morning, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, by reciting or by listening to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And remember, yes, we are going to listen to it, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, but it'll also be displayed upon the screen. So you can, you know, just read along, look at it too. Just looking at the words of the Quran, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, even this is reward. Listening to the words of the Quran, this is reward. And make good intentions. We'll also listen to the translation, inshallah, Azza. So a benefit for those Urdu listeners. Let's listen to the verses of the Quran. Remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, we must give our full attention to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من الموقنين.
اور اسی طرح ہم ابراہیم کو دکھاتے ہیں ساری بادشاہی آسمانوں اور زمین کی، اور اس لیے کہ وہ عین الیقین والوں میں ہو جائے.
فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين.
پھر جب ان پر رات کا اندھیرا آیا، ایک تارا دیکھا، بولے اسے میرا رب ٹھہراتے ہو؟ پھر جب وہ ڈوب گیا، بولے مجھے خوش نہیں آتے ڈوبنے والے.
فلما رأى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي.
پھر جب چاند چمکتا دیکھا، بولے اسے میرا رب بتاتے ہو؟
فلما أفل قال لئن لم يهدني ربي لأكونن من القوم الضالين.
پھر جب وہ ڈوب گیا، کہا اگر مجھے میرا رب ہدایت نہ کرتا تو میں بھی انہی گمراہوں میں ہوتا.
فلما رأى الشمس بازغة قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر.
پھر جب سورج جگمگاتا دیکھا، بولے اسے میرا رب کہتے ہو؟ یہ تو ان سب سے بڑا ہے.
فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون.
پھر جب وہ ڈوب گیا، کہا اے قوم میں بیزار ہوں ان چیزوں سے جنہیں تم شریک ٹھہراتے ہو.
وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين.
میں نے اپنا منہ اس کی طرف کیا جس نے آسمان و زمین بنائے، ایک اسی کا ہو کر، اور میں مشرکوں میں نہیں.
وحاجه قومه.
اور ان کی قوم ان سے جھگڑنے لگی.
قال اتحاجوننا فی اللہ وقد ہدان،
کہا کیا اللہ کے بارے میں مجھ سے جھگڑتے ہو، وہ تو مجھے راہ بتا چکا۔
ولا اخاف ما تشركون به الا ان یشاء ربی شیئا،
اور مجھے ان کا ڈر نہیں جنہیں تم شریک بتاتے ہو، ہاں جو میرا ہی رب کوئی بات چاہے۔
وسع ربی کل شیء علما،
میرے رب کا علم ہر چیز کو محیط ہے۔
افلا تتذکرون،
تو کیا تم نصیحت نہیں مانتے؟
وکیف اخاف ما اشرکتم ولا تخافون انکم اشرکتم باللہ ما لم ينزل به علیکم سلطانا،
اور میں تمہارے شریکوں سے کیوں کر ڈروں، اور تم نہیں ڈرتے کہ تم نے اللہ کا شریک اس کو ٹھہرایا جس کی تم پر اس نے کوئی سند نہ اتاری۔
فأی الفریقین احق بالامن ان کنتم تعلمون،
تو دونوں گروہوں میں امان کا زیادہ سزاوار کون ہے اگر تم جانتے ہو۔
صدق اللہ العظیم،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, we have just been listening to Surah Al-An'am. We have reached ayah number 81. The surahs, we mention the surahs daily so that, you know, inshallah you can become more familiar with the surahs, or even learn at least the names of the surahs of the glorious Quran. So the first chapter, the first surah is Surah Al-Fatiha. And then the second chapter is Surah Al-Baqarah. The third Surah Ali Imran. The fourth Surah An-Nisa. The fifth Surah Al-Ma'idah. And now we are on the sixth Surah of the Glorious Quran, which is, my dear viewers of the new channel, Surah Al-An'am. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. We have listened to the recitation of the Glorious Quran. Let's now listen to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
مہمان مدینے والے دا، 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 کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا، ہوندا اے کرم خوشبختا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا، کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا، ہوندا اے کرم خوشبختا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا،
بلبل نو سار چمن دی اے وچھڑے نو تا ملندی اے، بلبل نو سار چمن دی وچھڑے نو تا ملندی، دل والے دل وچ رکھدے نے، دل والے دل وچ رکھدے نے ارمان مدینے والے دا،
کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا، ہوندا اے کرم خوشبختا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا،
سرکار دے منن والے دی تاریخ گواہی دیندی اے، سرکار دے منن والے دی تاریخ گواہی دیندی اے، کردا اے حکومت دنیا تے، کردا اے حکومت دنیا تے دربان مدینے والے دا
کوئی قسمت والا بڑھدا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا ہوندا اے کرم خوش بندہ دے سلطان مدینے والے دا
سوہنے دے مسافر چلے نے چلے سوہنے دے ولے نے سوہنے دے مسافر چلے نے چلے سوہنے دے ولے نے سوہنے دیا یاداں پلے نے سوہنے دیا یاداں پلے نے سامان مدینے والے دا
کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا ہوندا اے کرم خوش بندا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا
سینے وچ یاد مدینے دی بلا تے نام محمد دا سینے وچ یاد مدینے دی بلا تے نام محمد دا میرے تے ظہوری ڈاڈا اے میرے تے ظہوری ڈاڈا اے احسان مدینے والے دا
کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا ہوندا اے کرم خوش بختا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا ہوندا اے کرم خوش بختا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine, mashallah. You just listened to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we have our guest who has joined us, our respected Habib Madani Sahib. Jazakallahu khaira for joining us, by the way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
How are you doing this morning?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
What do you think, Habib? How do you think time has gone? Really fast?
Very fast.
Good. How?
No. Very fast.
Habib, our topic for today is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights too. But some people will be shocked. What do you mean rights of Allah ta'ala? So we have rights. There's rights for the brother, the rights for sisters, spouses,
human
parents,
rights,
children, human rights, animal rights.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, animal rights is something I think we need to speak about another time. This is something which we've been taught about by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is beautiful. But rights of Allah,
so the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are something which is in fact more superior than all these other rights. And that is that we do them things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and stay away from them things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to stay away from. As well as this, it's also a very important aspect of the right of Allah. In fact, the fundamental aspect is having the correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one of the foremost and fundamental rights, is believing in Allah. And when believing in Allah, believing Him in the correct way. So aqidah, you know, the belief system, creed, this is something very important. You know, not believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has any bodily limbs. Okay, Allah says in the Holy Quran, laysa kamithlihi shay. So that anything that you think could be Allah, then know that that can't be Allah, because there's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is free from all of these bodily limbs.
La saniya lahu fi zatihi wa la fi sifatihi wa la fi af'alihi. Meaning there's nothing like
there's nothing in any way whatsoever. There's no one that is similar there's no similitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even for example, in regards to a place, makan. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any place, direction. Okay, Allah is the creator of space. Allah is the creator of direction.
What do you mean direction?
So when we say, some people say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, or they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above in the heavens. So this is giving direction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla is free from these things, because Allah cannot be contained in a area, in a space, or in a particular direction as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from these things, and Allah is the creator of direction. Allah is the creator of space. Allah is free from time. Allah, there is no time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah created time. So Allah is free from all of these things. So believing in these are the fundamental rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wow. So first is belief. The beliefs in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creed, alhamdulillah, believing the oneness of Allah subhanahu
oneness
wa ta'ala,
Allah, yeah.
That is completely impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have any children. He was not begotten, nor does he beget, nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, have parents, children, etc., partners, free from shirk. This is basically what we call it, don't we?
Yeah.
Polytheism or associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah, to how we have been told and taught. So this is a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, this is the greatest sin too, isn't it? Shirk. If a person was to associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's also said that this is one of those things which are not forgiven.
The unforgivable sin.
Unforgivable sin. But yes, may Allah ta'ala inshallah protect us from this medievalism inshallah. Perfect. So first is the beliefs in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right and possibly the most important.
In terms of aqeedah as well, it's very important that we study aqeedah. This is one of the foremost things that we have to study. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim, hadith is in Bukhari, that learning knowledge, seeking knowledge is compulsory upon every Muslim. So when we say that learning knowledge is compulsory, what does this mean? So like, for example, when I pray my namaz, when I pray my salah, I do Allahu Akbar. Okay, I go into ruku, the sujood, I prostrate, I give the salams at the end. Once I give in the salams, I know that I have completed my compulsory act of praying. How do we know that we're going to complete the compulsory act of learning knowledge? So the scholars have mentioned and categorized those things that are fard for us to learn, meaning the sciences, or you can see the subjects, the topics that we have to learn. And the scholars then further in detail say that those things which is obligatory upon you to do, okay, so it's obligatory for us to pray salah, it's obligatory upon us to have the correct belief, it's obligatory upon us to perform hajj, to give zakat. So to learn about them rulings is also obligatory as well. Okay, so if even if someone wants to go into business, into trade or into marriage, so learning about the rulings of trade, learning about marriage will become fard as well. So once you've learned them things, then the obligation will be then lifted from you. So this is very important. And the formal thing is that we learn the aqidah, correct belief. You know, things which are very common amongst the Muslims, which are very major disbeliefs and really major issues in the Islamic belief or the Islamic theology, you can say, is the things that I mentioned just now about Allah being above, Allah is everywhere, Allah
there's
is...
There's three things, isn't there? There's, so first, upon every single mukallaf, it is necessary for him to know that which is wajib, that which is necessary for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is wa ma yastahilu, that which is impossible
for Allah,
and that will ja'izu. And those things which it is possible. Permissible,
Mumkin,
inshallah. So this is moving to the creed side, Habibi, mashallah. We've touched upon that. Next, rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that fear Allah, the right, haqqa tuqati, that is the.
As it's duly
the right of the due to complete that. So I'm just giving a general. Definition. So in this you can include things which are sinful, things which are sins, things that we have to stay away from. So things like lying, backbiting, okay? Well, backbiting is more so to do with the rights of the people, but things like missing the prayer, okay? Things like not paying the zakat, the due money, you know, things like having arrogance and pride, hatred. These kind of things are things that we need to learn about as well. First of all, learn about them. What does that actually mean? And then stay away from them as well. That is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we stay away from the sins that Allah has declared as sinful. In regards to sinning as well, the scholars of Islam have mentioned that when one sins, that is when he is, you can say, doing that thing which it goes against the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things which you as a human being will be going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. And if you look at the religion of Islam, a lot of it is more so to do with the rights of people, and all, as well as that, there are aspects of the rights of Allah as well. So like the sins that I mentioned just now, backbiting, although it's a right of Allah as well, but also there's the rights of the people included as well, that we do not dishonor our fellow Muslim brothers or sisters. And for example, lying, we do not deceit our fellow human. We do not swear. Okay, he's swearing at someone. This is also sinful. So as these sins are the rights of Allah, they are also linked with the rights of people as well. So that is very important. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is most merciful. Allah can forgive them things. But the rights of the people are those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you ask forgiveness from the people themselves, the humans themselves.
So meaning, for example, if I was to hurt you, if I was to harm you, I can't just say, Ya Allah, forgive me for doing this. Yeah. I need to also ask you for your forgiveness. It's also said that when a person comes and asks you for forgiveness, then it is necessary for you to forgive them too. Madhivas, don't we hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us? So why should we not forgive somebody else? This happens many times, Habibai. But somebody may have done something wrong, they say, look, I apologize. Say, no, I'm never going to forgive this person. I don't care what he does, I'm never going to forgive him, and he's going to have to pay for this. And you know, things like this, Madhav viewers, think about it. Allahu Akbar, just think about it. This person, the punishment of the fire of hell is so severe, we cannot imagine. Every single day we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single day we commit sins. And if somebody was to harm us, sometimes it's inadvertent, is it? It's not on purpose. If somebody was to somehow harm us or do something by accident, and then they were to feel ashamed, they were to feel sad, they were to ask for forgiveness, and we say, no, I'm never going to forgive you. Imagine on the Day of Judgment, when we were to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to say to us that my servant asked you for forgiveness, you did not forgive that person, and now you are not going to be forgiven. Sometimes we can be, and don't like they say the pakar. How do you translate pakar?
The
grip is to be taken to account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to take us to account,
the justice of Allah.
The justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt. Then there's no escaping it, there's no way out. Allahu Akbar. We must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive others. Amir al-Sunnah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a long and healthy life, inshallah. Mm-hmm. May Allah ta'ala forgive us for their sake. This beautiful and brilliant personality, Madhavi was. They teach us now. Habib, I was shocked when I first heard this. I remember, I think it was in my first year. They said, I forgive everybody, even if somebody was to harm me, even in the future, I forgive them.
Yeah. Even if someone was to murder me, I forgive them.
Even if somebody was to murder me, I forgive them. And first I was like, what? I was like, honestly, Dula, when I was new to the mahal, I was like, what is this? When I heard this, I was like, this is a bit strange. But then later you come to understand this, that subhanAllah, if you think of those people as Muslims, a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you think, I don't wish to take anything from anybody else, that shows, honestly, a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honestly, I was amazed. But this is the mindset Amir al-Sunnah gives to people. And now, inshallah, we also have this mindset. I hope we do. I do make this intention that if somebody's harmed me, then, I forgive them. And if somebody was to harm me, I still forgive them. Inshallah, this is from the teachings of Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. But if you're someone, inshallah, we are going to go to our daily reminder. And then, inshallah, we shall continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Madani Shen, one of the signs of love is that a person who loves someone, he wants to behold his beloved. He wants to have vision, he wants to see his beloved. And when we love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we should also have this yearning that we have. Also have the dar of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. If only we can also have the blessed vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam in our dream. And especially at the time when we depart from this mortal world, at that moment, if we see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, that would be the peak of our fortune, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. Let me tell you a beautiful narration in this regard. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions his state of having yearning to see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, whenever I get the opportunity, I get the blessing to see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my heart starts sway out of joy and I feel coolness in my heart. Allahu Akbar. This was the state of Sahaba Ikram when they used to behold Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This used to be their feeling and their state of heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There was a person who used to sit in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he would behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such a way that he would not blink his eye. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that, what is the reason of looking like this? He requested in the court of Mustafa, replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, fidaka ummi wa abi. My parents be sacrificed upon you. Whenever I behold you, I enjoy that in my heart. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should also have this yearning like Sahaba Ikram. They used to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam because they loved. So they used to see the beloved. Alhamdulillah, we believers also love Rasulullah. We should have this yearning. We should also pray in our dua, Ya Allah, we also get the blessed opportunity to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lifetime, in dream. And especially when we depart from this world, we get this opportunity, we behold Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And viewers, Alhamdulillah, عز وجل, you are watching Rise and Shine. MashaAllah, that was our daily reminder. Habiba, Alhamdulillah, we're speaking about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's move to another right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Another right of Allah is doing those things which Allah commanded us. So doing the pious actions, worshipping Him. So things like praying the salah, paying your zakat, performing the hajj, okay, doing the tawaf of the Kaaba. So praising Allah, glorifying Allah, doing actions of piety for the sake of Allah is also a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. That we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is worthy of our worship. Okay, so I'm believing that no one else is worthy other than Him. So whatever else I am going to do in my life, any piety, I only want the reward from my Lord, from my Rabb Azza wa Jal. And not having no secondary people in mind, that I'm doing it for the sake of people.
This is also known as Shirk Asghar. I think this is really important, Abiba. Yes. What is that?
So Shirk Asghar, doing such an action that you other than Allah, doing it for the pleasure of other than Allah. So doing it for the sake of people, doing it for the sake of showing off. So ostentation, being ostentatious in your activities, your piety, this is shirk asghar, something which is very looked down upon. That on the Day of Judgment, it's mentioned that a person will come who used to do other than pious deeds, other than for the sake of Allah. And it would be said that, you know, you did it for the sake of other than the people, then get the reward from them as well.
Go get the reward from the people.
So these things we need to really focus on, especially in today's day and age of social media, in today's day and age of, you know, people who are not far from the religion, they're people who are not that religious. So nowadays, because people, it's becoming a rare thing to be a religious person. So if someone is religious, there's sometimes an element of showing off in there, that I'm the religious one, because it's become something which is, you know, only a few people are who follow the religion, or who, for example, they wear the beard, they got the thobe on, they got their hat on. So that could be also a sign of ostentation as well. So obviously, I'm not saying that everyone's like this. Yes. I'm not generalizing. I'm saying it can be.
No, but it can be. It's potential,
yeah,
isn't
it? It's potential because of the reasons of the society. Okay, mm-hmm. We've got social media. Everyone just wants to post things on Facebook or on Instagram, whatever it is. It could be for the sake of other than Allah, just to get the likes, just to get the comments. Mm-hmm. People can wear different clothing other than for the sake of Allah. We're not discouraging to do these actions. We should do these actions. What we are discouraging is the intention that people make for this. We need to make the correct intentions when doing these actions. Mm. We need to make the intentions that I'm doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah. And one of the ways that we can judge this as well is if we do an action and no one compliments us mm-hmm. or no one gives us any likes, what are our heartly feelings at that time? Is it something that like, oh, I didn't get that many likes? Or look, that person, he saw me, he didn't even give me salam, or he didn't even look at me. Or if that's coming into mind, then know that it's very possible that you are an ostentatious person. Yeah. Also, another thing is that if anyone is becoming pious, anyone is doing an action like this, do not raise fingers at him as well.
Because you know
that you know, I know that you're doing that, you know, for the likes. I know that you're doing it just so then people can, you know, a lot of people, when they start becoming practicing, look, Maulvi, he's becoming a Maulvi, and he's going to start doing lectures now in the masjid, and he's going to start doing this and start doing that, and getting money from people, and getting attention from people. He's just an attention seeker. If people are becoming practicing, have good thinking that, mashallah, you know, he's now coming to the path of Allah. May Allah guide him, give him ikhlas, give him sincerity. May Allah make his intentions be Allah. Solely for the purpose of Allah. Make dua for him.
Ji.
And rather than discouraging him and pointing fingers at him.
Ji, subhanallah. Habib, another right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and amongst the most important, is also to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely.
Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua. And this is beautiful. This is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he makes his dua. He says that, Ya Allah, I ask you for your love and the love of those people who love you. And I ask you, Wal amal al-ladhi, for such amal, for such actions, which shall lead me to your love. And then he continues, he says, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi. Wa ahli, and he says that, Ya Allah, make your love even more beloved to me than my own self, my wealth, my family, and even than cold water on a severely hot day. Allahu Akbar. This is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the mightiest and greatest of prophets, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, Ya Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, grant me your love. We don't think about this now, do we?
Yeah, you know, something that was coming into mind when you were mentioning this was how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his creation as well. So how we should love him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his creation as well, and how he forgives people. You know, that mentioned that once a person, he just in his sleep, he woke up and he just turned his side, and when he was turning his side, he said Allah. Okay. Allah. And just that him remembering Allah in the middle of the night, as soon as he woke up, you know, someone saw him in a dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika, he said, Allah forgave me. And they asked him what was the reason. He said, once I was sleeping, and in the middle of the sleep, I just, you know, said the name of Allah. I woke up and I said the name of Allah, and I turned my side. And that, me praising Allah at that time, was so beloved to Allah that he forgave me.
Allah.
So, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should, you know, just someday, as soon as you're, for example, you're in the town center, you're shopping, and just out of love for Allah, just at that time, just say, Subhanallah. Okay, you're doing something, you're sat at home, just say Subhanallah and glorify Allah.
Habiba, it's been mentioned that, you know, the people of Jannah, they have no regret. They have
no regret. Once
the people enter Jannah, they have no regret other than one
thing.
What is this one regret? This is that moment which had passed by in the world. And during that one moment which had passed, for every single moment, if one moment passed, they had not remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be their regret. If only that one moment I remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Madhiv, now's the chance to do much more. What do you think, Habib?
Definitely, you know, and one aspect of remembering Allah doesn't just have to be always mentioning the name. Even just having the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name in your mind, having the thought of His mercy, of His, you know, the beautiful creation that He's created, Him being the best of creators, Him being the only creator, being the best of the ones who give, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Ar-Razaq, being the Razik, the sustainer. So think about those attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Even when you're just, you know, you don't need to have to say it from mouth. And just think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, build that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And have a certain time in the day, other than the salah times, okay, that you are just, you know, sat in the corner of your home, the lights are off, and you are just remembering your Lord, remembering Allah, asking Him for His mercy, asking Him for His forgiveness, okay? And not having no worldly gain that I'm asking His forgiveness so then I can you know, have my du'as accepted, or have my, just solely for the purpose that, Ya Allah, I'm just going to praise You this 5 minutes or 2 minutes, or however many minutes you want to do it for. Even you can do it for hours, but just praise Allah in that time and build that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And I think the time, Habiba, when people do turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a time of sadness. When somebody has passed away, or when somebody is severely ill, these are the times we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if we've been harmed somehow, whether it's some monetary loss, whether we've lost our money, whether we are now in debt, whether we are in trouble with the
law,
authorities. So these are the times where generally everybody, they turn to, yes, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People do. Now, even, you know, like people who, atheists, one thing is that even everybody deep down believes there is a God. Everybody believes.
Because it's nature, it's fitrah.
It's exactly. It's part of our nature, Madhavi was. We believe there is, you know, alhamdulillah, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I can't remember what I was talking about. That we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are in need, when we are in difficult situations. And yes, do turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Madhavi was, remember, you must have hope in Allah ta'ala. And who better to turn to? If you are in a situation, if you are in some sort of trouble, yes, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and someone say, my du'as are not being accepted, then we need to think to ourselves, is my income halal? What I'm doing, is it halal? Somebody views on the channel, similarly, we must refrain from sins and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That yes, okay, we've sinned in the past, but we must now turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of purification. You know, when our clothes are clean, when we go to the bathroom, do we check, make sure no specks of urine or anything else, any najasat, any impurity. Make sure our clothes are, you know, protected from such. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be hopeful. But Madhavi was, as I was saying, it's not only at times of hardship or difficulty. Now, if Habiba, whenever you were in trouble and you came to ask me for things and I was to give you it, but then, you know, you're happy or anything, you didn't invite me to your wedding. Generally, I'm saying, let's just say that, you know, if you need something, you come to me and you ask me. And then it comes to a happy moment, you don't ask me anything. And then again, you're in a sad moment, something's happened, you say, you know, Shabazz, I need your help. And okay, you know, maybe I would help you, but a person would naturally think that it's only, you know, he only asks me when he needs me. But nowadays we call him matlabi. So if you were only to come to me at, you know, such a state when you are always sudden, and then I would think, you know, what's the reason? And look at him, now he's always coming to me. Now, imagine Habibai was to be really happy and then he was come to me, or he was even to thank me afterwards, or, you know, you sorted this out for me, you know, that's so nice of you, so kind of you. Madhavi's of the channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he shall give you more too. So even at times of happiness, even at times of ease, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should say alhamdulillah. This should be the first thing you say when you wake up. It should be the last thing you say before you go to sleep. the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking, say alhamdulillah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's move to our daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
A Muslim is often intrigued about a particular matter, and that is, when will the day of judgment occur? Sometimes we don't think about a key question in relation to the hereafter and judgment day. What have I prepared for it? But we're all very eager to learn about the signs of the day of judgment. How far is it from our era? Which is not necessarily a wrong thing. But one thing to note here is the way we are eager to know whether Qiyamah, the day of judgment, is qareeb or not, we should also prepare for it as well. One hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions certain signs that will occur before the day of judgment. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, إِنَّ مِنْ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمِ. I heard the Prophet alaihi wasallam say that from the signs of the hour, meaning judgment day, is that knowledge will be lifted, will be raised. وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلُ. And ignorance will become widespread. وَيَكْثُرَ الزِّنَا. And adultery, fornication will become rampant, will become rife. وَيَكْثُرَ شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ. And alcohol will be drunk in large amounts, in abundance. وَيَقِلَّ الرِّجَالُ وَيَكْثُرَ النِّسَاءُ. Males will be less in number, and females will be greater in number. حَتَّى يَكُونَ لِخَمْسِينَ امْرَأَةً الْقَيِّمُ الْوَاحِدُ. To the extent that 50 women will be supervised by one male, will be looked after, or there will be one male who is a guardian of 50 women. Now subhanAllah, this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ tells us when judgment day will occur, or the signs of the day of judgment. And if we are truthful with ourselves, and we can't lie to ourselves, majority of these signs are occurring right now. How many people are seeking religious knowledge, sacred knowledge? And jahal, or ignorance, is widespread. People say what they like about the deen. They won't dare say anything regarding another field because they're not experts. But when it comes to the deen, they'll say anything and everything. Ma'adallah. Zina, again, is widespread. It's happening. Youngsters are struggling to get married, and then they're resorting to haram. There's pressures of society, parents are not agreeing to marriages, and all sorts of problems are occurring. Alcohol is being drunk. It's easily available. People are drinking, people are consuming it. And the last sign, we can see remnants of that as well. So the best thing for a Muslim to do is gain knowledge of the deen, knowledge of when the hour will be established, and prepare for the afterlife. Not just be interested in learning about the hadith, which is good to learn about the hadith, learn about the topics mentioned in the hadith, but the actual purpose behind all of this is to do amal. Allah Ta'ala enable us to prepare for the hereafter.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you was of Madani channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, we've just been joined by our Tabriz bhai. Bolana Tabriz sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Sayyidi, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, mashallah?
Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, mashallah.
Tabriz bhai, what do you wish to speak about today?
Shabal bhai, this is what I experienced just yesterday, you know, in terms of some sort of change and stuff like that. And I feel the biggest change that should have happened within us is, of course, the matter of greed, that, you know, we should humble ourselves and accept and be content with whatever we have. Allah has bestowed these favors upon us. You know, bringing about a change within ourselves, that now would I get rid of the greed of the dunya from my heart and get closer to my Rabb Azza wa Jalla. For He is ultimately providing for us. You know, whether the company closes or whether it remains open, our trust should only be in Almighty Allah, and we should not give up trying. We should continue with our trials and then trying and putting koshish, inshallah. So this is my message for today. Whoever is watching, whoever is listening, convey this message to others as well. Let's build our trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's learn to persevere, you know. Let's build our tolerance, inshallah. Let's get our sabr intact, because we say we have sabr, but when we are put to test and trial, we fail in the very first second of our trial, Shawal Bhai. So let's have sabr and patience, inshallah. Every problem that we go through, inshallah. This was my message before the rise and shine in the early echo regarding sabr and patience, inshallah. If only we could get this from the beautiful examples of the Holy Quran, the parables of Ayyub alayhi salam, the stories of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of this is there, inshallah. It's just a matter of time.
MashaAllah. Tabriz Bhai, jazakallahu khairah for your time. Tabriz Bhai, keep me in your du'as. Jazakallahu khairah for all your time. And I hope to see you again very soon, inshallah. My dear viewers, inshallah, this was our respected Mawlana Tabriz Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Habibah, any last message for the viewers?
In regards to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's topic, I think the last sentence I would mention is that try your best to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand what the rights are, and first and foremost, try to learn about the belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is the most fundamental aspect of religion. And belief is that very important point that it can make you a disbeliever and a believer, and it's something that in today's day and age is very not common. You know, people are far away from the correct belief. So always try to make sure that you're having the correct beliefs of Allah and learn about that as well.
Jazakallahu khairah, Habiba, for your time. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, and inshallah will keep you forever happy. But if it was of Madani, inshallah, that's all for now. Continue to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite the Ru'ishif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.